Welcome to My Wild Magic with me, your host, Adrienne Cobb. Join me on a journey back home to your truest self in this inspiring, enlightening, and entertaining show. After a near-death experience in a car crash at 15 years old, I made a choice to stay and brought back with me three simple truths that I found from the other side. Love is all there is. Our time is over here quicker than we think. And we all have a purpose, a soul blueprint to fulfill. On this show, you will find a higher purpose, a creative expression, and unique soul attributes that you can bring forth into this world. Stay tuned with me for the next hour and find your higher purpose on My Wild Magic, starting now. Welcome, everyone. Thanks for joining us. I am Adrienne, and you're listening to My Wild Magic with Adrienne on Transformation Radio. And today, joining us, we have April Lehman, and she's going to be talking to us about the Akashic Records and how the Akashic Records can help you in daily life choices as well as your life path. So welcome, April. Thanks for being
here. Hi, thank you so much for having me.
Yeah. So do you want to give like a little kind of description of what the Akashic Records are in case anybody doesn't know?
Absolutely. So the Akashic Records are described a few different ways, and it can be a little bit hard to find accurate, helpful information out there. And so I'll just clear everything up for the record, pun intended. So the Akashic Records are really just, I like to refer to them as an external hard drive that stores all this information about your soul. Everything that your soul has ever done, everything you ever will do has been recorded. And that data source is so big, it can't physically live within our bodies. Our physical form just can't hold all of that information. And so the records are like a library of data, information, and insights about you, your purpose, past lives, your spirit guides, all of the different things that you could ever want to know about yourself. And they live in this metaphysical library in a different dimension. And what I do is I help people access those records. So if you think about it like an external hard drive, and you are the PC, then I'm just the channel, I'm the cord that kind of connects those two entities so the energy can flow openly and freely.
Ah, excellent description, actually. Yeah, I mean, it sounds like it's like the how-to manual, for all that is of you. So some people also have talked about, healers that I've known have talked about the etheric records, so can you give us a little bit of a difference between what the etheric record is versus the Akashic record in case anybody is wondering?
Yeah, so the Akashic records are really a place that lives outside your body, whereas the etheric records, my understanding is it's more information that lives within your physical form. And so this is a little bit different. I'm not an expert in the etheric records, but I like to think of it as a place that we kind of go when we're entering the Akashic records. It's a kind of a holy place, and it is where we can just be, we can exist. We can have interactions with, like I mentioned, spirit guides, even have mediumship experiences with past loved ones. And I don't believe that that all is quite possible with the etheric records.
I see. Yeah. And one thing I'd heard about the etheric record is that it's really like, sometimes when healers are working with you, your etheric body hosts the etheric record. So let's say maybe you've had a past life where you had a spear go through your heart, or you've had, something else that may have occurred, then your etheric records, your etheric body can sometimes hold the memories or the recordings or the scar tissues sometimes of that as well, like deep experiences maybe that affected our lifetimes, but not necessarily the big record that holds sort of like the information behind why maybe it happened. Does that?
Yeah. So that's really interesting. So that all is absolutely something that could manifest in the Akashic records. So I have definitely had experiences reading people's records where we're talking about chronic pain that manifests in the physical body, and we can go and like look at the record of what happened in that trauma. So I think they're probably actually pretty aligned in that way. They may be just different in the way that we approach them, but I think they absolutely overlap.
Yeah, the Akashic Record text will most definitely hold anything in the etheric record, but the etheric record will not hold everything in the Akashic. So it's a more limited version, maybe, from what I was kind of wondering, you know, about
that. Yeah, that makes sense.
You started to lead into this a minute ago, but I'm wondering when, you know, I've worked with a couple people who do some Akashic Record work, and you know, they describe going into a great hall, maybe like a spiraling sort of cathedral type thing that just has layers and floors to it. I was wondering, when you go in to be that conduit, how it looks to you?
Yeah. So it looks different depending on every person. So sometimes it's helpful to have an expectation of what it will look like when you get in there. But what I've experienced is, as I read for people, we've had the experience of being in an English garden at an old estate. And that is kind of the playground that we get to explore. Other times it's more like that palace. Sometimes it's truly a library. It just changes depending on what that person needs. And I will say that, having read the records, or really entered the records multiple times for the same person, what I've discovered is that the environment can change depending on kind of the emotional state of the person I'm reading with. So someday it may feel like a triumphant, you know, Everest moment. Other days it can be kind of a dark night of the soul environment. And so it all changes and depends. But I do think, for if it feels very unknown and scary, having kind of a picture in your mind of what you expect when you get in there can help you make that transition. And so if having kind of an image of a certain experience is helpful, then definitely I recommend that.
And then if you were thinking of the Akashic Record, the Hall of Records, in its classical form, outside of a person's personality, what is your higher self's kind of image of it, the Hall of Records, outside of our personal view of it? Like, if you were just untethered and can look at it from your higher self's point of view, what would it look like to you, your higher self?
To me personally?
Your higher self, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. So that's great. I think that for me, what's actually interesting is it operates a lot like, it's a combination of a couple things. So what I kind of go to for me is, I don't know if you'll remember the scene in the Beauty and the Beast, like the Disney movie, when she is singing her kind of manifesto song of I Dream Adventure in the Great White Somewhere. And she's like out on this open plain, and there's long grasses and mountains in the background. That's a little bit of what mine looks like to me. And then when I really want to get into doing some hard work, I actually go into like a teepee type structure and have a sacred circle. And then different people will come and enter that sacred white teepee. That's kind of what I have used in the past. That's what feels comforting to me. It feels safe. And then it's an easy way for me to visualize, you know, different guides coming in or different people, entities that I need to work with in that specific moment, kind of come into that space. So it's a little bit of like this beautiful, wide open landscape, but also a place where I can go and kind of get into the work, so to speak.
Yeah. Okay, cool. And then also with the Akashic Records, I've heard that it, you know, that anybody can really access them because it is your record, right? So we all have, you know, freedom for that. But that when you have somebody being kind of a guide, that maybe guides are oftentimes like somebody like you, you would have to really carry a certain purity to your soul, the lack of interest in wanting to manipulate power, things like that. You know, like, do you find that, you know, for somebody being a guide, I know anybody can maybe try to do that, right? But it seems like you'd want to find somebody who has a true purity to their soul to kind of be a guide, just to be an instrument, not to, you know,
yeah, to manipulate or
meddled with on a human level, basically.
Absolutely.
That
so there are,
that you come in, essentially, that there's a safeguard.
Yes, yes. I really strongly believe that. And there are absolutely rules and kind of guardrails that I put around not only me and myself and my energy, but into just the practices around do's and don'ts for how to enter the records. And okay. I'd be happy to dive into those.
Okay, so we're going to take a quick break. We'll be right back with April and talking about our Akashic records.
Do your ADHD tendencies get in the way of you doing what you intend to? Traditional strategies for getting things done may not work for you. You need solutions tailored for your unique brain. In Bonnie Minku's training membership program, Productivity Pathfinder, learn ADHD self-mastery step-by-step at your own pace in a supportive community with live online options each week. Learn more about Productivity Pathfinder at thrivewithadd.com.
Let's face it. You don't love your wrinkles. You probably work out, but you have been skipping face day. Join Colette Marie Steffen for daily face yoga. You'll learn to activate and train facial muscles and reverse the visible effects of aging. Forget about expensive procedures and products that don't work. Live virtual classes every day at 6 a.m. and 9 p.m. Pacific. Sign up for face yoga with Colette. Visit thetruthisfunny.com.
Heaven on Earth, your online school of divinity, building your inner coach as you lay down your foundation in the new earth with you as the authority. Take action now. The number one challenge people face every day is the negative voice in their head. We work each day to turn negatives into positives. It's all a matter of perception. Our challenge at this time is to remain intensely positive and focused, creating the world we wish to live in. Wake up on purpose with Cornelia's daily online positive messages guiding us in the new paradigm. Raise yourself into happiness and inner peace daily. Elevate your personal frequency, free from negativity, and reprogram yourself step by step, shifting your energy patterns with positive repetition, daily building your new earth with someone you trust. All the heavy lifting has been done for you. Wake up happy with Cornelia Stephanie VIP.com. Try free for 7 days now.
Not just talk, conversation for profound self-awareness. Stick with us. Your best life awaits on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Welcome back. So we are here with April Lehman, if you're just sort of jumping into the show right now, and we're talking about the Akashic Records and how the Akashic Records can really help us with life decisions, but also maybe understanding, I think, sometimes why things are happening in our life. And if I understand the Akashic Records correctly, April, that maybe the Akashic Records give us a much broader, like, macrocosm view of what's happening for us in the microcosm, that oftentimes we can take it very personal, or we make it something that it's not, or we get afraid of the journey, life journeys, like why a relationship breaks down or why we have a loss of a child. And for me personally, I just had a like kind of a health crisis that I went over for probably about this last month, but particularly the last 2 weeks. And I wonder if maybe we can sort of jump in and work with a little bit of giving an example about how, like, when we have things that happen and our human mind is still trying to kind of understand it, it's cool to have the big perspective so that we can gain our soul's wisdom from it, right?
Absolutely.
And when we don't gain our soul's wisdom, we might have a tendency to keep playing out the same relationship issues or same money issues or health issues. So let's just practice with this one if you're up for it.
Yeah.
So it kind of works a little.
Yeah, I'd love to. So what we're going to do is I'm going to open the record specifically for you, Adrian, and we'll go in there and just try to pull out some nuggets that just come to me immediately. Usually the format is I open the records, I kind of get immediate download, so to speak, and then we open the floor for questions. So a lot of times people come in and they have a lot of burning questions they want to ask in their records. They ask and then I channel answers. But let's just go ahead and open for you.
Okay. And I have one more question before we do that.
Yeah, let's do it.
Some very particular about energy. So the other thing is that when you go into the Akashic Records, do you find that there is a, like there's you and your higher self energy and my higher self energy, right? But do you find that there is a certain guide? Like sometimes when you deal with hollow records, the karma, the law, the lords of karma, Lady Portia, Kuan Yin, you know, there's certain lords of karma that maybe help with that, or certain other guides that also come in as we get into this, or is it, do you find it's just you and me working, or you have your guides?
No,
or
that's so
Lord
good.
Of karma guides?
Yes, yeah. Such a good question. So yes, there are guides. So the way I was taught is that the Akashic Records physically live in this dimension that is in the Pleiades star cluster. So this is the closest star cluster to Earth, I believe. They are, I think, 44, it's either, 44 light years away, or this variable of four. And so there's this four energy that is very common that comes out in the records. And what we refer to as the pinnacle is the energy that kind of guards over and watches over the records. So they are kind of the gatekeepers. They, to your previous question, help us keep our energy pure. The best way to describe them in the Pleiades is the pinnacle really embody the highest vibe or highest light form energetic there is. So a lot of people say that Jesus or the Buddha, that kind of energy comes from the Pleiadian star cluster. And so the pinnacle is just a way that I refer to kind of the guardians or the guides that help us interact. So sometimes when I'm in the records, I'll even say, pinnacle, can you show me X, Y, Z? Because they help me sort through, because they're the experts. And so that is an energetic that I work with. And they're always there. They very much play in the background. Think of them as the librarians. They're there to be a resource, but they're never going to be intrusive. They're always going to wait to be asked. And they're quick to help and kind of walk you through the process.
Okay, good to go. I'm ready.
Great. Okay. So I'm going to say this mantra that I say every time. So if you'll bear with me, I'm going to go through that. And like I said, I will channel whatever messages come immediately. And then if you want to ask any questions, you're welcome to. So we gather together in light. We gather together in love. We gather together in knowing the messages from above. Through the Akashic Records, we understand our greatness. Through the Akashic Records, we understand our wisdom. Through the Akashic Records, we understand what's there. This prayer will help deliver us there. I wish to know Adrian through the light of the Akashic Records. Help me to see Adrian through the light of the Akashic Records. Bring me to feel Adrian through the light of the Akashic Records. I wish to know Adrian through the light of the Akashic Records. Help me to see Adrian through the light of the Akashic Records. Bring me to feel Adrian through the light of the Akashic Records. And now the records are open.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm getting this sense immediately of this beautiful kind of weeping willow energy. So it's this old soul that has seen many, many days, many sorrows, many joys. And yet there's this lingering melancholy right now, kind of a sadness over things lost. But also through this melancholy, there's this refuge created, a space that is sheltering from other trials, from the many woes that we deal with in life. This energy just is pulling me into this safe space. And it really feels like, Adrian, that you offer this refuge for others, that you create a refuge, that truly you pull in any trauma, any pain, any life experience that has been challenging for you, and you use that to create a better place for everyone around you. And there has been this particular issue with your health recently, and the message is that this is no exception, that whatever you've gone through is producing strength, and it will be a source of light and wisdom and hope for your community, for the people you serve, and that it's just another opportunity for you to come in and shine your light and live out your purpose. So don't waste the pain, and you never do. There is so much beauty that comes from pushing through, and so much strength that has come from taking what life has given you and making it your own.
Mm-hmm. That's beautiful. It's deeply touching. I mean, I can tell you just by being in the energy with you that it's a very intimate experience. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Like,
yes.
This, when another person's soul touches in that deeply, including in such a sacred space, it becomes very intimate and very touching. Mm-hmm. And I think the other thing that I'm noticing is that when somebody's sort of speaking the truth, not because they know you, not because they're projecting onto you, not because they're just in their own stuff or buying into my personality stuff, but when somebody actually speaks the truth on a deep soul level, you feel it on a soul level, which again adds to a great, great intimacy. And it's like somebody speaking the truth. The soul always knows when somebody's speaking the truth versus when there's projections or catches in the energy field. So I would say that, yeah, what you're doing, I can feel very deeply. It kind of brings tears to my eyes, actually, just the depth of the energy. And it feels like sometimes just to be heard or seen is mm-hmm. actually a big part of the healing. Sometimes we don't see ourselves as clearly just because of our daily whatever we do in a day. And for somebody to actually see you on a deep soul energetic level, it's also just very healing and acknowledging, like it's its own healing energy, you know, on that level.
That's exactly right. That's been my experience too. And it's just to give that feedback that, you know, touching other people's souls, as you described it, is healing for me. And every time I go into the records, even though it can be energetically draining, it fills me up just because I get to experience that with someone else. And what's more fulfilling in life than seeing someone heal or, you know, experience them being seen or heard for the first time? It's incredible.
It really is. Yeah. The other thing I noticed in the energy, and some of the Pleiadian energy feels like it's actually your tribe of light that you
mm-hmm, that's exactly right.
Work with the Pleiadians. So of course they're going to overlight any work that you do. So I could feel like these beautiful Pleiadian star beings coming in and just kind of washing through my energy field and clearing energy off my heart and just, you know, my body and some of the stuff it's been going through. And then you're right, in the background, I can also feel sort of this higher, the librarians, as you call them, but you know, mm-hmm. these higher beings of light, maybe the karmic lords or lords of karma, whatever. For me, I do have a personal affinity with the energy of Kuan Yin. And so I can sense her energy maybe more than some of the other ones, but I can feel them sort of holding space. And this, to me, it's sort of like this big pillar of light, like this spiraling energy, almost a little more, you know, great central sun type energy. But that's also my kind of origin in a way, so, you know, on that level. And yeah, so it's interesting. And they seem like mm-hmm. they are continuing just to smooth things out, almost like very pastel-y type colors coming in and smoothing and moving things out. So let's say that with this particular health issue and just in case people are wondering, I had a tooth that went into an abscess that when the tooth was pulled, that was a relief. That was good. It tied probably karmically to this car accident I had when I was younger. But then because of the antibiotics I was on, very, very powerful, it knocked out my entire microflora, which then turned into C. diff, which is like Clostridium.
Oh, yeah.
Whatever it is.
That's
thing
terrible.
Like you can't hold any of your nutrients and it just wiped me out. Like I was so scared. I was like writing my last will and testament. Like it had like, it crashed every aspect of my ego, every bit of physical strength, everything. I couldn't even figure out what to eat if it wasn't for my business manager treating me like a baby, actually, and just saying, do this. And for, you know, the person who's living with me, you know, it hurt, you know, helping out and stuff like that. So if it wasn't for just this, you know, a couple of people in my life, I just really just crashed and burned. But it cleared so much things that were tied to my energy field through past lives, through this lifetime. Like it was not a small thing. And the physical stuff, because I maintain a pretty good state of health, probably would have been okay. And it's cleared out of my system now. It was like a 10-day thing and whatever, right? But man, so we're gonna take a quick break because I have a couple questions about this and we'll be right back. So stay tuned.
When trauma is stored in the body, it can subconsciously affect and determine our life experience. Learn how the mind connects with the body and how you can pursue your own healing and growth so that your light shines brighter than ever. On the Law of Attraction Traction with host, my mom, Corinne Beerfield. Every third Tuesday of the month at 10 a.m. Pacific, 1 p.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. To learn more about Corinne and her services as a holistic, heart-centered counselor, visit CorinneBeerfield.com.
Feeling stuck? Journey into a new exciting reality today. Join Coach Christine Clark as she helps you forge the life you desire. Through processes that shape, hone, refine, elasticize, and transform you, go beyond the curve and call in your unique destiny. Tune into the show, Forging a Life, live every fourth Tuesday at 11 a.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com. To work with Christine, visit SunglowTransformation.com.
Day-to-day living can be difficult in our world today. Most of us don't know how to live a peaceful, joy-filled existence. Learn how to break through these barriers and live a transformative life on Love and Light with me, Dr. Lisa, every day living in peace, every second and fourth Wednesday at 1 p.m. Pacific, 4 p.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. To work with Dr. Lisa, visit EducationThroughEngagement.com.
Introducing The Brilliant Black Man Show with Melissa Johnson. Tune in as Melissa shares the stories of successful black men across the country. This show is designed to change the narrative of how black men are portrayed in the world. The show will highlight their brilliance and how they are making a difference in their family, community, boardroom, and the world. For more information on the show, visit wildministriesllc.com.
Welcome back. I am Adrienne, and we are on the air right now with April Lehman, who is an Akashic Record reader. She was just looking at my Akashic Record, opening up the energy and helping me with a recent kind of physical, kind of crisis thing that I recently had. But on the break, she was telling me about her name. Her name is April. I'm born in the month of April. But if you could just tell me a little bit about the name April. It's just fascinating given your life purpose and what your name implies.
Yeah. So my parents named me April, even though I was born in November. So people always like to ask if I was born in April, and I wasn't. And they really named me for the energy that they felt around me before I was born, and to kind of put this almost prophecy on my life that I would be this freshness, a springtime, a renewal in the world. And the actual origin of my name is Latin, and it means opening. And so I always was never really connected to that meaning. Like, what is opening? That's a weird meaning for a name. But actually, it was through interacting with my own Akashic Records that I received the information that opening is a portal. I am here to help be a portal and allow others to experience their higher purpose, to interact with their highest selves through my energy. And so by bringing that freshness, that purity, and then opening that channel, I'm able to live out my purpose in a whole new way that I hadn't experienced until, in my 30s. So really excited.
And it's really great, I think. Doesn't it just feel so good when you're on path? Like, I know from my work, I feel like I'm on path. Like, I've never questioned it really, and it seems like you're on path. And when somebody's on path, it's like your whole world just sort of kind of falls into place. And it's just such an awesome relief for that to happen.
That's exactly right. A relief is such a good way of putting it.
Yeah, especially being in the world and not just being kind of out, on the ocean of life and just being kind of in the battering ram of what I should do and whatever. It just is a super grounding thing. So congratulations on your name and finding your path.
Thank you.
So with April, she was opening up the Akashic Records. We were looking at the energy of the Weeping Willow Tree, taking the strength of any experience I have, being able to use it wisely for all that. So for a lot of people, I think what happens is if we have an accident, an illness, a relationship breakdown, a financial issue, we usually see it more kind of one-dimensional. And then when we see it one-dimensional, oftentimes we might say either what did I do wrong to create that, or what did somebody else do wrong to harm me? And it stays in this duality phase of life and, you know, kind of an action reaction karmic level. And I think the Akashic Records, I think that when we usually evolve the Akashic Records, and just let me know what you think about this, that we're really gaining our soul's wisdom. We're moving from the conditional love or the karmic pattern into more of our Dharma, because we've gained that wisdom, which then we can be of service to others with. So any comments on that before I ask you a question about my Dharma over what just happened?
Absolutely. Well, you're just spot on. You are speaking my language. So it's absolutely true. One thing that's so beautiful about the records is you do get to kind of zoom out and see the energies as they all interact with each other around you. So we can get beyond the situational focus of why am I stuck or why is this relationship not working, bring out to a bigger picture and actually ask better questions. And it's almost when we start asking the right questions that we start, you know, retroactively fixing the things in our life that isn't, that aren't working any longer. And so that's what we really get into. We start asking better questions, zooming out, understanding energies from a broader perspective. And then what I find is that ends up solving those more micro situational issues that we all deal with.
Absolutely. Yeah, I do agree. And I think that one of the best ways to interact with the universe, source energy, God, angels, master teachers, our soul, our higher self, whatever you want to say, is questions. And one of my favorite ones that I like using in the work I do with people is just what would it take to whatever, you know, and I use this a lot because when I was just crashing and burning over the last 2 weeks, and just had nowhere else to go. You know what I mean? Nobody even really knew exactly how to help me in the beginning. And I'm like, what would it take for me to heal this intestinal bacteria? What would it take for me to heal my body? What would it take? Clear anything in the way of this? And I'm asking the universe to download me with all the perfect frequencies that are going to help me to heal with maximum efficiency, minimum effort. And, you know, that took every ounce of strength I had to do it. But in doing it, it would open up each and every day the right foods to eat or the right doctor or the right healer or the right thing all along the way. And I think that this went probably as smoothly as it could have gone.
Incredible. You
know, and so because of asking the right question, and sometimes I think, you know, in, as humans, we can be a little bit kind of childish, you know, in our personality stuff with things and out of our fears and stuff. So if I was asking a question, let's say in the Akashic Records, you know, what would be the strength that I gained from this experience? What is the, you know, what is the, you know, what would be my soul's wisdom in the experience and how I can use it wisely or what it was releasing? Anything along mm-hmm. those lines might come forth
yeah.
with these, this energy.
Well, I think what's interesting is you kind of preemptively answered your own question. So just getting in back into the energy of your records and interacting with that question, I'm really seeing a few things. So first of all, you just proved to yourself that you have everything you need in order to heal yourself, to call in the wisdom, the energy required, that you learned how to lean on others when you're weak and allow others to support you and help. And that's a lesson we all need to learn, to ask for help when we need it. And that's okay. Sometimes we get so caught up with just being strong and being the pillar, we forget that we're here to be in community. We're here to extend a hand and receive a hand when we need that. And so one of the biggest lessons, I think, is that asking for help. But like I said before, just you prove to yourself that you can call in the energies you need in order to heal. And you can now show others that path. You can show others how to do that. And really, another thing here is reminding something that I think you've learned a long time ago, or I'm being shown that you've learned this before, that your mindset and your belief about a thing is just as important as the thing itself. So what does that mean? I'm talking about you believing that taking this probiotic will help my gut is just as important as taking the probiotic to help your gut. That there is this energy of, I believe that the universe will give me the answer I need. I believe that I can trust my intuition here. I believe that I'm being guided in the correct way and I'm on the path toward healing. And having those belief statements will get you to where you need to go. And that's something that we forget. Yes, there is the process of eating the right food and doing the work, but it's also that energy of trusting that it's correct. And when both of those components sync up, that's when we start to see breakthrough.
Yeah. And I actually was challenged by that very thing, because in the beginning, when I just was really losing a lot of energy through this process, and I really didn't know why it was, and you know, and all that. Mm-hmm. I literally caught myself in the loop of dying. You know what I mean? And it took talking to, you know, one of my friends who's very strong in their I Am presence to say, hey, wake up, you're not dying. And if you stay on this path, maybe you will, but you're not meant to. So wake up. You know what I mean? And that conversation literally turned it around. And I started getting in touch with my I Am presence, probably more than I ever have in my whole life, to tell you the truth. And I'm like, no, I will not go out of the world this way. You know what
That's
I mean?
Exactly right.
Mm-hmm. On the other hand, it caused me to completely surrender everything I thought about myself, what I thought was important, who I thought I was, what I was contributing, to where I surrendered my whole life to just what is my divine purpose and plan, which I would have thought I was sort of on. But, you know, obviously there was some cleanup work with that too, you know, so it's just interesting the balance between using our free will to, like you said, use your thought forms to choose, but at the same time, surrendering your ego, like surrendering
Absolutely.
Your ego to this higher information, but yet at the same time, choosing the higher power, like, and usually we have it in reverse. We have mm-hmm. our higher power way off in the background and our ego way up here, forcing life to happen. And sometimes when that push, that force, it just crumbles, it almost like it makes you sort of bring this forth. It like it opens up the doorway for that.
And I think what I see a lot, all of that is so exactly my experience as well. As people up level in their spiritual consciousness and in awakeness, that is when testing comes in. And so as you grow, there's like new levels of cleanup and new levels of testing that ends up happening. So it's almost like when you're kind of rock bottomed in a way, when you have something like that, like an infection that turns into a bigger issue, that to me is just a reminder that you have been growing. You have been evolving, you've been becoming more like your highest self. And this is just an opportunity to do that cleanup work that needs to happen so that you can continue to keep going. And so it's like every time we up level, there's going to be potentially maybe not something that dramatic that you experience, Adrian, I don't want to scare anybody, but it may be a small thing. It may be just a boundary that's pushed and we have to draw that line again. Now, there are different ways that this happens. But don't think that because you're facing a challenge that means you're off. It sometimes can mean that you're right on target. And in order to get to that next level of growth, you have to just do some ego work, some cleanup.
Yeah, and absolutely. And I do think that by the time, like I've had a lot of things break around me, you know, from cars to air machines, just everything, right? Everything around me is breaking. And sometimes I think what happens also with all this new earth energy that's coming onto the planet, it's causing us to have to upgrade our energy field. And anything that was at a lower vibration, any emotions, thought forms, traumas, belief systems that even though we've worked on it, still might be laying low in our system. You know, that right now I've seen it across across the span, even with my own clients, just huge amounts where people just literally are dying and leaving the planet, or people are having issues where they are literally having to make that choice to upgrade, and everything around their life is the molecular structure, the electrons around us, including the body electrons, have to be upgraded, mm-hmm. you know?
So that is so true. Yes.
I'd imagine, you know, with the Akashic records, do you find that the Akashic records, that when people start entering into the Akashic records, that it causes sort of a quickening in people's energy field? Like that's a high powered energy. So if you tap into high powered energy, you got to know that it's going to have a high power effect on some level.
Oh, absolutely. Yes. It can get really intense. And I really try to tell people to go slow, do some cleansing before and after. I like to absolutely keep channels clear of anything, that any substance that is not, you know, highest vibe. So alcohol, like don't consume that before or after, you know, anything that could potentially interact with your frequency and kind of take you down a level. We got to be careful because like you said, it's very intense.
Yeah. I appreciate that greatly. So we're going to take another quick break. We'll be back for our final segment where April is going to open up and do a little bit more of Akashic reading on more of a group scale. So stay tuned.
Life can be demanding, and you may feel like you're constantly on the go, but sometimes our wheels are spinning and we're too focused on making them turn to notice we're stuck in the mud. Tune into The Pause with me, Ellen Wyoming Deloy, every second and fourth Tuesday at 9 a.m. Pacific on Transformation Talk Radio. Learn how to stop, reflect, and start moving forward with intention. And if you're really looking to jumpstart your personal development, schedule a free consultation with me at ellenwyomingdeloy.com.
Imagine what it would be like to turn your pain into purpose. Tune in to Transformation with Martinet every second and fourth Friday at 10 a.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Martinet and her guests are here shining their lights today through empowering stories of hardship and transformation. Begin to see your life in a new light. Visit MartinetEmmons.com and tune in every second and fourth Friday at 10 a.m. Pacific to Transformation with Martinet.
We remember a time when you could simply form a thought and it would manifest. The harmony was forgotten, but it is returning now. The Power of Inspiration and Awakening Radio with Julia Griffin on TransformationTalkRadio.com each second and fourth Wednesday at 9 a.m. Pacific will take you on adventures through the heart and spirit, exploring who we once were. This intuitive healer studied under the guidance of wolves, learning from their wisdom to master a higher frequency for a new state of mind. Visit OneTrueSelf.com.
As different layers of consciousness unfold in each show, you won't want to miss a second of this. Make sure to tune in to Transmutation Time, Energetic Alchemy for an Amazing Life, every month with Kelly Kay on TransformationTalkRadio.com. To learn more about Kelly and the show, visit www.enlightenedmedicine.com. You have the power to turn trauma into transcendence. Come bring your shadow into the light so you can begin to truly heal and grow today.
Are you feeling lost in this journey we call life? When you awaken the truth of your patterns, limitations, and beliefs, you can start to heal relationship with yourself, others, and your circumstances. I'm Ritika Rose, life coach, author, and speaker. My mission is to help you align with your most powerful, authentic self and transform how you experience your inner and outer world. Find the confidence and peace to live the highest version of your life. Visit RitikaRose.com.
Welcome back. I am Adrian. You're on with My Wild Magic with Adrian. And we have our awesome super guest on of April Lehman, who does Akashic Record readings. I highly recommend getting in touch with her. And the way you can get in touch with her, if you want to do a personal reading with her and some of the other work she does, which I'm going to tell you about in just a minute, is go to www.wise skies. Collective, collective.com, Wise Skies Collective. And that they do astrology, they do tarot readings, they do animal communication, mediumship work, they do human design, they do Enneagram work, and Akashic Record readings. And so, April, what else do you do? Like, do you do anything else, or is this pretty much the thing you most focus on?
I do tarot. That's actually my first, like the OG medium that I kind of played with and got to know before I found the records. And then I also do astrology. So that's a newer offering for me. I've been training under Tiffany, our mutual friend, who is the owner of Wise Skies. And I don't have services for astrology online available yet, but they'll be coming later this year. But you can book with me for tarot and Akashic Records.
And again, that is wiseskiescollectives.com. Okay. So April is going to now open up a Akashic Record reading for our group. So basically for anybody who's listening to the podcast now or perhaps later, this is an energy that's kind of geared towards that. So tell me a little about how that works.
Yes. So these are really fun to do. So as long as I have a name and can put some parameters around who I'm reading for, we can get more general messages that actually will resonate with everybody on a different level and have different meanings. So I do this a lot for our membership. The Wise Guys membership gets an Akashic Record reading quite often as part of our group. And I love to do that. I love to do it for different audience segments. You can open it up. You know, I could do it for the world, you know, technically, but it would be so general. It may not be as meaningful, but for this particular audience, I can absolutely open the records and see what comes through.
Okay, that's great. Let's do it.
All right. So we gather together in light. We gather together in love. We gather together in knowing the messages from above. Through the Akashic Records, we understand our greatness. Through the Akashic Records, we understand our wisdom. Through the Akashic Records, we understand what's there. This prayer will help deliver us there. I wish to know the quantum prayer field for my wild magic audience through the light of the Akashic Records. Help me to see the quantum prayer field for my wild magic's audience through the light of the Akashic Records. Bring me to feel the quantum prayer field for my wild magic's audience in the light of the Akashic Records. And now the records are open. So as I'm getting messages, I'll just start to share them. Some will feel more general, some more specific. But I just, the immediate sense is just this joy and heart openness from this community. I sense a lot of deep connections, a lot of authentic sharing of just this heart space. Feeling very much in a season that is marked by relationship changes, relationship adjustments, whether that's, you know, relationships with your children, your parents, your partners, loved ones, even pets, that relationships are being challenged right now. And we're navigating an interesting time, specifically as we define for ourselves what it means to be in a relationship with us. So I'm called to ask you a question to everyone who's listening right now. What is it that you want out of the relationship that's on your mind? Do you want to find deeper partnership, deeper connection? Are you looking for some conflict resolution? Whatever it is that you're seeking, the answer is that it starts with you. How are you choosing yourself? How are you choosing to set yourself up to receive the thing that you're asking for? Are you even ready for it? If the one thing that you wanted was given to you today, have you made space for it? Is that way clear? It's time to ask and to receive the answer. The answer is here for you. So as you move forward throughout your day, throughout your time, even in this month and this season, every time you think about relationships, remember that it starts from within, and that is when we water the seed and the seed is able to grow. We take care of it. We take care of the plant and give it everything we need. That is when you can begin to bear fruit. And the relationships are fruit. They're the evidence of a well-loved life, a well-lived life. They're evidence of an open heart. And so just to put a wrap around this whole kind of message, I want to remember that all of these situations, all of these dynamics are in your life for a reason. And if you can get curious and maybe ask what your part is to play, you know, what role are you called to play in this moment? Maybe that role is to be the boundary that that person needs. Maybe your role is to choose to forgive. Maybe your role is to walk away. Maybe your role is to try again. So know that you were born wise and that the answers you seek are already within yourself. And just thank you for listening to that message. I think it's kind of what's available. I'm going to kind of close out the energy so we don't stay in it. So just give gratitude to the audience who's listening right now. Give gratitude to the pinnacle and to the Akashic Records for being a source of wisdom and truth. The records are now closed. Amen.
Wow, that was beautiful. And I can just tell you from, doing it on the My Wild Magic group, whether it's the podcast or the weekly meditations I host or the mentorship I have or the quest that I teach, just because I'm kind of a common denominator of My Wild Magic because it's my business, right? The main thing of it is love. You know what I mean? That's actually mm-hmm. the main groundedness to it is bringing about a deeper and deeper depth of love and that just higher love. And that also, I think at the end of the day, really all we really have is relationships with one another. And that is usually what I'm helping people to resolve is
interesting
relationships with other people, relationships within themselves, and moving to a greater place of unconditional love. So everything you said actually captures this particular unit, cosmic unit of energy pulled together from all the collective people and souls and beings that we work with was like,
wow.
So accurate. It was just like the epitome. If I had to write a mission statement for My Wild Magic on any level that I work, including the podcast, it would be exactly what you just said.
Wow. That's incredible. I love the alignment.
Yeah.
It's definitely there. Love that.
Right on with that. Yeah. And if anybody's interested in looking at other services I do, please go to mywildmagic.com. Again, that's mywildmagic.com. So it has been so lovely having you on. And I would love to have you back, actually. And maybe we can do tarot readings together and do live readings. And
that would be wonderful.
Like little mini live readings with people. So we'll look forward to having you back on for that. And is there anything closing that you want to say as we come into completion today? Any other guidance? Anything there, maybe from your Pleiadians or your own heart and soul?
Yeah, I think that sometimes we get so caught up with trying to live out our purpose. It feels kind of like this looming, overwhelming thing. And I would just say, just to reiterate everything you do, Adrian, in your work, that if you can just love yourself, make a choice to love yourself today and love someone else, you've already done 99% of it. So.
Oh, what a relief. especially for those of us who've had a purpose-driven life, it's nice just to say, hey, love is all there is. Love mm-hmm. at the end of the day is what we're really here for. So, well, again, thank you so much. It's been lovely having you on. We'll for sure have you back. We'll do some live tarot readings next time. And I wish everyone a beautiful rest of your day, blessed in pure love and light, and blessing you too, April. So thank you.
Thank you. Thank you so much.
Thanks for tuning in to My Wild Magic with me, your host, Adrian Cobb. Each one of us has a soul purpose on this earth and a higher purpose full of creative expression and unique soul attributes. Make sure to tune in next week on TransformationTalkRadio.com to continue your journey home to your truest self and pursue the path of unconditional self-love. If you would like to learn more about me, visit MyWildMagic.com. Again, that's MyWildMagic.com.
Views expressed on this program are those of the host, guests, and callers, and do not necessarily reflect the views of the station, its management, or advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.